Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We are never taught to look for the Antichrist. Not one verse of Scripture is ever taught in the Word of God about looking for the Antichrist. However, numerous scriptures teach us to look for the Christ. Looking for that blessed hope, we're to look to Him, and talks about waiting for Him. We're never taught to wait for the Antichrist, we're taught to wait for Him. And to me, the most convincing argument of all, and we're gonna move on from now, we'll move on from here. And if you don't agree with me, well, you've been wrong before, okay? You're wrong if you don't agree with me on this one. The most convincing argument is found in Revelation 22. When Jesus says, I come quickly, behold, I come quickly, then He says the last thing Jesus says, and how do I know? Because it's written in red. Surely I come quickly. As soon as He said that, John the Apostle, who wrote all these things down, he made this statement, even so come, Lord Jesus, amen. If that doesn't convince you that Jesus Christ could come in any moment, nothing else can. John saw these things. We're going through the book, and John wrote these down, and he saw the sequence of these things have taken place. And if Jesus would have to come, if Jesus would come after the Antichrist, he would not have said, even so come Jesus. He would have said, even so come Antichrist, so that Jesus could come. Does that make sense to y'all? I ain't very educated, but that's just common sense to me. In the writings of Scripture, we see it so clear that we're to be looking for the coming of Christ. Let me give you one other just spot in my mind. Paul the Apostle talked about the resurrection, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his lifetime. We should be looking for the coming of Christ in our lifetime. Amen and amen. And if we believe, and I do, and I believe most all of you do, believe that Jesus Christ could come today, if we believe that, then we must of necessity believe that the Antichrist is somewhere here on this earth. Even though he's not been revealed, he must be somewhere walking around on this earth if we believe that Jesus Christ could come today. Amen? Are you following the thought? Not, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to put those things together. Okay? So, when we look at the Antichrist this morning, there are different names that are attributed to him. I found eight. There may be more. But I found eight names that in Scripture that are attributed to the Antichrist. Daniel chapter number 7, I gave this to Kyler, I don't know if he can put it up on the screen or not, but Daniel chapter number 7, in verse number 8, the Antichrist is called the little horn. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came among them another little horn, before whom there was three of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, in this horn were the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. Speaking of the Antichrist, we're going to talk about him just again about speaking great things. But in Daniel, he's called a little horn. Again, in Daniel chapter number 11, verse number 36, he's called the willful king. Verse number 36, and the king shall do everything to his will, speaking of the Antichrist, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for this is determined, shall be done. Again, without a doubt, this is referring to the Antichrist, and here he's called the willful king. We see it in Ezekiel chapter number 21, verse number 25. Ezekiel 21, 25. He's called the profane prince of Israel. Profane prince of Israel, and thou profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come, whose iniquity shall have an end. Again, this is referring to who we would call the Antichrist. And then in 2 Thessalonians, we find some terminology given to the Antichrist, beginning in chapter number 2, verse number 3. Here he's called the son of perdition. Many of you are familiar with these verses. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be coming, falling away first. And that man of the son revealed, the son of perdition, the son of perdition. He's also called the man of sin in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Called the son of perdition. In 2 Thessalonians 2:8, he is called the wicked one. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, who the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The brightness of his coming is the revelation. When he comes in all his power and glory in Revelation 19:11, the false prophet and the Antichrist will be gathered around Jerusalem, about to destroy Jerusalem with the armies. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ will cast them into the lake of fire. Just a sideline. They will be the first inhabitants in the lake of fire, the Antichrist and the false prophet. Right now, all unbelievers are in a place called hell, but there's something much worse in the place called hell. I hear preachers all the time, worst thing ever happens while you go to hell. No, the worst thing is standing at the great white throne judgment, and then you're cast into the lake of fire. Hell is just a temporary abode. Are you following? This is a whole other teaching. But we read in Revelation 20 that hell will be lifted, dead will be lifted up out of the grave, out of hell. And they'll stand before Jesus at the great white throne judgment, and they will be cast into the lake of fire. And the Bible says where the beast and the false prophet are. They've been there 1,000 years. They're the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. Matter of fact, they will be the only two inhabitants we find, because we're going to see that they will be judged already. They will not stand at the great white throne judgment. Everybody from Cain, all unbelievers, to the last unbeliever ever dies, they will be at the great white throne judgment. However, the false prophet and the Antichrist will not be at the great white throne judgment. They will be in the lake of fire already. Are you following? So anyway, let me move on. He's called the wicked one in 2 Thessalonians 2:8. And then Revelation 11:7. He's called the beast. Did I have that right? Yeah. When they shall have finished with their testimony, the beast that maketh war, descended out of the bottomless pit, shall make war with them and shall overcome them and kill them. Now, we're going to explain what we're talking about the beast here in just a minute, but he's mentioned as the beast. But the most descriptive title is the Antichrist. That's why his name is given. We don't normally call him the little horn or the willful king or the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the beast. We most commonly call him the Antichrist. And that's found in 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 18. Little children, is the last time you heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrist, plural, whereby we know that this is the last time. So he's referred there, and then we see in 1 John 2:22 again, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist. He that denieth the Father and the Son. And then 1 John 4:3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the spirit, his flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you've heard that it should come, and even now is already in the world. So you notice there are many Antichrists. There are many that are in false religions that they would fall in this category. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ is God, well, you're Antichrist. But there's one Antichrist. Hope you get the picture here. So we see the various names and titles, and then I want just for the rest of the class, if you will. The Bible not only gives him different names, it gives him a description of who he is, not by name, but his characteristics.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.